Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Product Demos. That Sell by Steli FD is a practical guide to one of the highest leverage moments in SaaS sales, the live product demo. Written from the perspective of a founder and sales leader, the book focuses on how to turn demos from feature tours into persuasive, customer-centered conversations that advance deals. Instead of treating the demo as a scripted walkthrough, FD frames it as a structured sales interaction with clear goals, strong discovery, and a narrative that connects product capabilities to business outcomes. The guidance is aimed at sales reps, founders, and customer-facing teams who routinely present software to prospects and want more consistency in results. Across its core ideas, the book emphasizes preparation, qualification, and controlling the flow of the meeting, while still being responsive to what the buyer cares about. The overall promise is simple. Better demos lead to higher conversion, faster cycles, and cleaner handoffs to onboarding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing the demo as a sales conversation, not a feature tour. A central theme is that many SaaS teams underperform because they treat the demo like a product lecture. The book pushes a mindset shift. The demo is a sales conversation with a specific objective, typically to earn the next step such as a trial, a technical validation, stakeholder alignment, or a commercial proposal. This reframing changes what success looks like. Instead of covering every module, the presenter selects only what supports the buyer's decision process. The demo becomes less about showing and more about guiding, diagnosing, and confirming fit. That approach also helps prevent a common trap where prospects say the product looks great but do not buy, because the meeting never established a compelling reason to act. By positioning the demo as part of a broader sales cycle, the presenter can open with an agenda, set expectations, and manage time intentionally. The book encourages being deliberate about what will and will not be shown, because clarity increases credibility. When the demo is treated as a conversation, the buyer is engaged, questions surface earlier, and objections can be addressed in context rather than after the call. The result is a meeting that feels tailored, confident, and oriented toward outcomes. Secondly, discovery and qualification before you share the screen. The book stresses that winning demos are earned through discovery. Before showing anything, the presenter needs to understand who is in the meeting, what problem they are trying to solve, and what a successful purchase would change for them. This involves asking structured questions about goals, current workflow, pain points, constraints, decision criteria, timeline, and stakeholders. The point is not to interrogate the prospect, but to gather enough information to run a demo that maps directly to their priorities. Good discovery also functions as qualification. If the prospect lacks a real use case, budget, urgency, or authority, a polished demo may still waste time and inflate the pipeline with deals that will not close. By identifying fit early, the salesperson can either reposition the conversation, agree on prerequisites, or gracefully step away. The book also implies that discovery makes the demo feel customized even when the product is standard, because the presenter uses the prospect's language and frames capabilities as solutions to specific pains. This approach reduces the temptation to overpromise. It helps the seller show only what is relevant, handle risk areas honestly, and build trust. Done well, discovery turns the demo into a logical next chapter rather than a generic presentation. Thirdly, structuring a demo that tells a story and drives the next step. Another key topic is demo structure. Rather than improvising, the book advocates a repeatable flow that still allows personalization. A strong structure typically includes setting the agenda, confirming the prospect's goals, demonstrating a small number of high-impact scenarios, checking for understanding, and securing commitment for what happens next. The narrative element matters because buyers remember stories and outcomes more than screens. Instead of jumping between menus, the presenter can anchor the demo around a realistic workflow. A problem appears, the product resolves it, and the business benefit becomes clear. This story-based approach also provides natural moments to pause and ask questions, ensuring the demo stays interactive. The book's emphasis on a next step is practical. Without a clear close, demos often end with vague positivity and no momentum. A structured demo creates decision clarity, helping prospects see how evaluation should proceed, what information is still needed, and who else should be involved. It also reduces internal variance across a sales team because a shared framework is easier to coach and improve. When structure is consistent, teams can iterate on what works, diagnose where deals stall, and build a demo motion that scales as the company grows. Fourthly, handling objections and avoiding common demo mistakes. The book addresses the reality that demos surface objections in real time, and how the presenter responds can determine whether trust increases or collapses. Objections may involve missing features, complexity, integrations, security, pricing concerns, or skepticism about outcomes. A productive approach is to welcome objections as useful signals, clarify what is truly being asked, and respond in a way that ties back to the prospect's goals. The presenter can also prevent many objections through careful framing, setting expectations, and showing the right level of detail for the audience. The book highlights common demo mistakes that sabotage deals, showing too much, leading with the product instead of the problem, talking nonstop, demoing without a clear objective, or ignoring who the decision maker is. Another frequent issue is getting derailed by edge case questions and losing the main narrative. A disciplined demo leader can park non-essential topics and agree to follow up, protecting time for the scenarios that matter most. Technical failures and messy environments are also avoidable risks. Preparation, reliable data, and a clean account reduce distractions that make the product look immature. Overall, the book frames objection handling as part of guiding the buyer, not sparring with them. The goal is confidence and clarity, not winning an argument. Lastly, preparation, practice, and building a scalable demo process. Beyond individual performance, the book points toward creating a demo system that scales across a SaaS organization. Preparation includes understanding the prospect, choosing the right storyline, and ensuring the environment is stable. Practice is not merely memorizing clicks, but rehearsing transitions, questions, and the logic that connects features to outcomes. This helps presenters stay calm, control pacing, and adapt when the buyer asks something unexpected. The book also implies the value of standardization, creating demo templates for common use cases, defining qualification requirements before demos are scheduled, and setting rules for what must happen at the end of every meeting. Such processes make results more predictable, especially for teams with new reps or rapid growth. A scalable approach also supports coaching. Managers can review demos against a consistent rubric, focusing feedback on discovery quality, narrative clarity, interaction, and closing for the next step. As the product evolves, the demo motion can evolve too, with regular updates to messaging and scenarios. The broader benefit is that the demo becomes a repeatable revenue engine rather than an artisanal performance. When preparation and process are embedded in the culture, demo quality stops depending on a few talented individuals and becomes a capability the whole company can rely on. In conclusion, this book is best suited for SaaS founders, account executives, sales development leaders, solutions consultants, and customer success professionals who participate in selling or expanding software through live demonstrations. It is also valuable for product marketers who shape messaging and for early-stage teams that need a repeatable sales motion fast. The main benefit is practical. It helps readers increase demo to next step conversion by turning demos into focused conversations built on discovery, clear structure, and intentional closing. That can improve pipeline quality, reduce wasted calls, shorten sales cycles, and create a more consistent buying experience for prospects. It can also reduce anxiety for presenters, because a defined framework replaces improvisation and feature dumping. Compared with broader sales books, this title is worth buying because it concentrates on a specific high-impact moment and provides actionable principles that map directly to day-to-day demo work. Many sales resources discuss value selling in general terms, but fewer explain how to operationalize it while screen sharing a SaaS product. If your team is struggling with engaging buyers, controlling the narrative, or translating features into outcomes, this book offers a focused playbook to refine the demo into a dependable driver of revenue. If you would like to support Steli Efti, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.